Your world is evolving at a very rapid rate. Much of the evolution is not visible to you yet. And each one of you in different ways will be impacted by the changed world. So in this time, we would like to encourage you to continue to nurture your own spirit and your own spiritual practices. When the world changes and everything is new, your groundedness is more important than it ever was. And when there is an opportunity to, how do we say this, move into new areas, you want your energy to be strong and centered and able to do that. It is also important to be open, because with the changes that are coming, not everything is as predictable, perhaps, as you would like it to be. But the changes overall are good. There is always, you have a saying, the darkest before the dawn. That is a saying that applies here. There is a dawn coming. What you are seeing now is great chunks of the darkness. And it is not to say that all individuals or movements will embrace the light, because certainly they are going to fight for their darkness. And when you know that, then you know the important thing, which is when you see it, do not enter the game. That we know you have all learned this lesson in one way or another, but it is especially important now. There are going to be many games going on, and only you should make the decision about whether or not you enter that game. If the game is dark, simply do not enter. The darkness will wear itself out over time, and light will come up through whatever that person or that system is holding, because you are moving in to the time of the light, which is a good thing. It simply means you must be discerning about who you are engaging with, discerning about how much of your energy you are giving to any situation, and that discernment is the thing that is going to make you be able to be powerful in the world you are entering. We wish it was all a giant sweep of light and then the darkness has gone, but that is not the nature of what is happening now. Systems have, in a sense, chosen what they are going to have at their center. And as long as you are staying with the systems and the people who are choosing light at their center, you will be more than fine. You will be powerful because you have already chosen light. So that is the thing we want you to remember. And once again, because things are becoming real, a lot of this is not, it is both esoteric and practical. This is something you often do not get. You get a choice between the two, but that is not so here. The esoteric and the practical are both embracing the light. And so knowing that as you walk forward, you will be as prepared as you can be for a world you have not yet seen. So, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling, and let that rain wash away the energy that may have caught around you in the time that you're walking through. Let us wash it away for you so that you are not carrying it any longer. Bring your attention into your heart center and see the bright flame of your own spirit. Let it illuminate the garden in your heart so that you can see the beautiful things that you are growing, the places where you can come to rest, the places where you can drink water, refresh your spirit, and know that all of this is because you have chosen to make this beauty for yourself, and the universe has chosen to nurture that garden off of the seeds that you have planted. Now, as you see the flame of your spirit shining brightly, let one of those flames, a part of it, drop into the solar plexus. And let the light from that flame move out all of the emotional energy that may be difficult for you, that you may not want to carry with you. Feel it gone. And see another part of the flame drop into the second center. And feel that flame disperse the judgment and the shame that you might still be holding. Let it be gone. Feel the flame drop into your root. And let it begin to disperse any doubt you might have about the life you are going to create, and the size and the brightness of the light that you are going to take into a new world. And let the blockage go. Move into your heart and send a piece of the flame into your throat. And let that flame begin to displace any communication that does not serve you or your purpose. Let it go. Feel the flame come into your third eye. And empower the third eye so that your knowing is stronger than it has ever been. Let go of the doubt. Let go of the limitation. And let a piece of that flame move into your crown. Open the crown and take away any fear or reluctance you might have about receiving, because receiving is what you will be doing in the world you are entering. Now feel the lightness of your spirit moving up through your body, out through your crown, upward into the night sky. And be a light among the endless number of lights and know that yours is needed for the balance of all that is. Find a path in the sky. And without effort, follow that path to a place where there are gates. And the gates open to your place. Where your energy is restored and your light is fed. And see a silver pathway that leads even higher. And know that this is where your teacher waits for you. Spend this time with your teacher. Know that your teacher has a gift for you, and receive the gift while you rest your mind. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you, and receive the teacher's blessing. come back down to the place that is your place and allow you to take in everything that you need, everything that you want, and the energy that supports it. Now find yourself on the path in the night sky. Feeling the cool breeze. Come to the room again. Above your circle. And as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,